Before we get to all the news on News AF this week, I want to take a moment to thank one of our sponsors. Those are our friends over at Credible. Credible.com is an online marketplace that gets you pre-qualified student loan refinancing rates from up to 10 different lenders. They help people get out of student loan debt. And if you've got student loan debt, you can benefit because there are lots of benefits to refinancing your student loan, which means a lower rate, which could save you on interest and also lower your monthly payment. And with a shorter loan term, you could get debt-free faster. In addition, Credible is going to let you consolidate all of your student loan bills in one place and give you serious peace of mind. Credible customers have given awesome reviews about how much better their lives have been since refinancing their student loans. And on Credible, you're going to get pre-qualified rates from up to 10 different lenders, whereas some online marketplaces, you'll get a range of rates or ballpark estimates. It only takes a couple of minutes to check the rates, and checking the rates does not impact your credit. They're so confident that they have the best rates on Credible, they're going to give you $200 if you refinance your student loans with a better rate elsewhere, and they never sell your data, so you won't receive spam and phone calls from dozens of lenders. I know that Danny hates that when that happens to him. Visit Credible.com/Rob, Credible.com/Rob, when you refinance your student loans with Credible, and they'll give you a $200 gift card. Fill in a couple of pieces of information to check out what you're eligible for. And again, that is Credible.com. Refinance your student loans and start saving. Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sestrino, back with you once again to talk about the week's most interesting news stories for the last week of January 2020 here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. The Actual Factual News team is back here to talk about everything that's going on here. First, let's bring in America's most beloved newsman, Mr. Tyson. Ooh. Don't call me Tyler. Apostle.
Whew. I thought it was going to be Danny, so I'm glad it's me.
You're our generation's Walter Cronkite.
I really am. That's cool. I'm excited to be here today. I saw, as I turned my computer on to join you guys, I saw a little button for a new update on my computer, and I was so tempted to push that, but I didn't because of all the hardships we've had in the past. I refrained from pushing it because I knew it would be a 75-hour wait for everything to go through.
It's tempting.
Oh, my dude. I'm really OCD about like refreshing, updating apps. I check every day the app store on my phone to make sure all my apps are up to date.
You just need that sweet dopamine release.
Yeah, that is for real.
The app reopens all new.
Well, I just like to push the update all.
Yeah.
I like to push the update all button, and I'm not as OCD on the computer because I don't spend as much time on the computer. Mm-hmm. But if that button comes up, it's like after the show is done, I am going to hunt down in settings and then update.
That update.
Yeah.
I gotta get it.
I always think that my computer is going to be turned into like all my problems are going to be fixed. Everything is going to get resolved. Is that why you do it, Tyson? Do you think that everything will just be so much better once you update?
Well, my theory is that they've got all this new stuff, and whatever problems they had, even though I don't even feel like I've encountered them, I need the new, the latest and greatest, even though it's not usually the case.
Yeah.
That's why another update's coming, is because this new update introduced a bunch of damaging things to your system. And they're like, oh, we got to fix those.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I mean, if I didn't update Flappy Birds, I'd still have it on my phone and could sell my phone for $8 trillion now.
What? Is it an antique?
Well, Flappy Birds, don't you remember when it came?
Yeah.
It was on, and then he deleted it. And if you updated it, it just disappeared, I think. Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So a phone with Flappy Birds on it was worth quite a bit of money for a while.
Okay. Here's a man who, when he sees a new update on his phone, he rolls back to the previous version. Mr. Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
My addiction is deleting emails.
Deleting emails?
Yeah, I love swiping, delete. Swiping, delete.
Wow. You're that organized that you check an email and then delete it or do whatever you
want. Oh, I don't check the email. It's like, oh, taxes, swipe, delete.
You know what I do?
Swipe, delete.
What? You know what I do with my email? You go into Gmail, you type unopened. And then you can delete everything that's never been opened by you.
Oh, that's nice.
And then you can also go into your like other things. So they categorize them for you. So it's really easy.
No, I like the minute it shows up, I get excited. It's a game. Swipe, delete. Swipe. Do I ever read? Nope. Swipe, delete. Don't
read. So if I emailed you something, you wouldn't read it.
Probably from you. If I'm feeling good.
What if every other word was capitalized?
Oh, if the
every other letter was capitalized,
I would feel compelled to read it. I'd be like, oh, this is an all caps message.
No, not all caps. Every other letter is caps.
It'd be like, why wouldn't you FaceTime me during your shower and I'm showering? And I would probably delete it. Swipe, delete. Yeah. Swipe, delete. Dude, I love it. It feels so good. It's like they should make a game where I just swipe and delete important messages that might contain terrible information.
Consequences for like, you not.
We test results are back. Swipe, delete.
Important mortgage information.
Yeah, your mortgage, your credit information has changed. Swipe, delete. Yeah.
Can I go back to Tyson when you said that you look for all the unopened emails and delete them? Is that because people have like read receipts and then if you delete an unopened email, then you can just tell people that you never got it?
Is that true?
I wish. Yeah. No, that's not really why. I just know that the unopened ones are ones that I don't care about.
If you would have cared about it, you would have.
So like, I would have opened it. So let me go to my inbox right now. I've got one from my health insurance that I know is dumb. I'm not ever going to open it. I've got one from Orbitz. I've got one from Cameo.
The gum or the travel agency?
Orbitz travel agency. Yeah. I've got one from Cameo saying I've got a new request.
Yeah.
I've got one from Amazon that asked me to rate something. And then I've got a Google News one and I've got a real estate one that I have that I don't open unless I'm
in. You know what's annoying? Okay, so you should be unsubscribing from all of these, which I try to do.
Google will ask me once in a while if I want to unsubscribe.
Yeah, but you unsubscribe and it's like a bad cold. You've gotten rid of it for temporarily and then somehow it shows back up. This idea of being able to unsubscribe, I feel like is a giant lie.
Yeah.
They're like, we'll just give him some breathing space and then we'll come back at him twice as hard.
Danny, do you want to guess how many unopened messages I have in my Gmail?
I'm going to guess it's as much as my wife has. So that's 2,500.
Okay. What do you say, Tyson? Higher or lower?
You have so much higher. I say 10 times higher at least.
Not 25,000.
There's got to be a limit.
I've got 5,015 in inbox.
Do you want to hear what I had before I erased all of my unread ones?
What did you have?
What?
I had over 10,000.
Over 10,000.
I had like 17,000 unopened Gmail messages.
That is crazy.
That's why I went in, typed unread. It categorized them. I clicked all. Then I clicked all
again.
Think
of all that money you didn't claim. Tyson, unclaimed money could be yours.
Do you know how many unread emails I have right now?
How many?
I did this clean out probably like a month ago.
Yeah.
You got 500.
Zero.
1,500.
1,500.
How many of those are, Tyson, how many of those are to help you with your erectile dysfunction?
Those are all, I think all those go to spam.
Whoa. So
those don't even categorize.
Yeah. They're not even making it into
your spam. What a horror show.
Dude, it is crazy.
Don't look in there. That's that's like peering.
Should I go in there?
Yeah, let's just check out what's going on in there real quick.
All right, let's see what this could tell you.
Give
quite
us
a bit
your
about
top five. Top five messages in your spam.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Top five. Locast.org 2020 cable and satellite rate something. This is just a free app that gives you like the free channels on like a Roku or something. Mm-hmm. So that's fine.
Yeah.
Confirm. We've been sending advertising emails for the last couple of months. We've received your request to unsubscribe and you won't get any more emails. Simply click button below as a final step and we'll take care of the rest.
They get you, they send the
that is a trick, dude.
Spam.
Let's see what else we got. We got Section 8 housing.
Yeah.
We have been trying to reach you. Section 8 subsidized housing in your area. Click here. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Click. Oh, down the wormhole. Chris, this is from Chris. Something big is about to happen to you. Thank you for your attention. Here are the answers. Question clear. Diagra professional spelled with a T in the middle of it.
Yeah. Diagra?
Diagra. Yeah.
Yeah. What does that
Ciao,
do?
Friend. I live next door to your flat. And guess what I just saw last night? A fat guy taking a skinny blonde. It goes on.
Yeah.
And then,
Wait, pharmacy so somebody's again. Emailing you and claiming that they spied on you and your flat?
And my flat.
Yeah.
But I don't live in a flat. I don't think I've ever lived in a flat.
Hmm.
No, you
never
have
lived
not.
In the UK.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was actually pretty good. I mean, only one, pornography, only one blatantly pornographic message out of the top five.
The really bad stuff, like maybe that Gmail has just figured out a way to just like be able to just blow it out of the water before it gets to you.
No, but I just have so much junk that it's spotted in here. So I can, as I go down, I can see some your eGar, the Super Bowl, not yet.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of them. So I'm going to delete all my spam messages now.
Okay.
Ooh, that felt good.
All right.
That felt really good.
All right. Well, last week and for many months, we've been talking about the lead up to the release of the Goop Lab on Netflix. And we said we were going to check it out and talk about it here today. So I guess let's do a little bit of News AF reviews. The Goop Lab over on Netflix. Danny, did you have a chance to check out any of the Goop Lab?
Episode one.
Yes. Yes. I checked out episode one as well. Is that the one that you watched, Tyson?
I turned it on as background noise, and like halfway through, I was like, I can't believe people are watching and supporting this horse shit, and turned it off.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's actually rising.
What?
Oh, Tyson might have been about to say what I was going to say. Yeah. Go on, Tyson.
I think it actually took a fair enough stance on what they were trying to accomplish. Yes. So I didn't.
The first episode was all about people using
psychedelics.
Yeah, psychedelics, using, you know, MDMA to, you know, in different therapeutic ways to
magic mushrooms and
magic mushrooms
combined with therapy.
Yeah. And I don't. So that's the thing. So I was like, it's not terrible. And from what I've seen online from some of our people in the Facebook group is that the first three episodes kind of follow that premise where you're like, okay, they're approaching it from a fair stance. They're not. And then they kind of goes off the rails from there.
Oh, yeah. Good. So I got, that's just like any other show. You got to get past two or three episodes before it gets good.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So it's fine. And I'm sure that stuff does help. And I don't disbelieve that there are probably some uses for psychedelic drugs in some capacity in our society. But at the same time, I don't think it's the cure-all for everything, and I don't think we should be ordering them from Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
She doesn't have it for sale on Goop, Tyson. Not yet, at least.
Yeah, not yet. I bet you could buy it from her on the dark web.
The dark web, yeah.
Do you think Goop has a dark website?
Yeah, for sure they have a dark web store, dude. That's where they make all of their money.
What do you think? Is it the same name on the dark web? You think it seems like you'd want like a code name, like Gooper or
Gooper.
It's,
Goo.
It's Poog. It's just Goop backwards. Goop
backwards. That's smart.
Yeah.
So I would say that the worst I have to say about the Goop Lab is that I thought it was super boring.
It was boring.
It was boring.
For a show that was like, oh, you're not going to believe what they're doing.
Even Rachel was bored.
Boring.
I looked over and I was like, Rachel, can we change this? And then we did.
Yeah. Now,
I didn't. And then we just watched the campfire or the fireplace, the Disney Elsa fireplace for 6 hours because that was
less boring.
Yeah, less boring.
Yeah, that the future episodes include then next week's episode or the second episode is, I guess, people going in cold water to relieve stress. Like,
The Wim Hof.
Wim Hof.
Yeah.
Theory. He's not a doctor, guys.
Why is anybody watching this? At least the third episode.
It's like watching someone run an ultra marathon.
Yeah.
There's no reason. What?
So boring.
It's so boring. Third episode is called The Pleasure Is Ours. Going from real vulvas to true vulnerability, Gwyneth and her team plunge into the topic of women's pleasure, guided by sex educator Betty Dodson. Okay. All right. Might skip ahead to episode three. Yeah.
Picking up steam.
But even...
What are you going to do on episode three? You're going to...
Learn a lot.
You're going to learn?
Yes, of course.
And then how are you going to utilize that?
Well, it's hard to say. I haven't seen the episode.
Okay. Sure. You watch the episode, get back to me. Let me know how you think you're going to utilize that.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Yeah. And then we got energy fields in episode five.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah. That sounds good.
I bet they're in Sedona. I bet they go to Sedona, which, as we all know, is the energy vortex.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well,
what happens in the energy vortex?
A lot of
happiness,
a lot of crystal sales, a lot of people can just feel it, the vortex, you know? So when you're eating McDonald's there in Sedona, you really feel good. It's not about the nutrition you put in your body. It's about the energy surrounding the nutrition.
Okay. So that's the Goop Lab that I couldn't get through the first episode. It was just way too boring. And I feel like that maybe that was
Gwyneth. And I can sit through some shit, you know, like I've sat through a lot of garbage TV.
I sat through like all of the Lord of the Rings and those were super boring. So if I could do that
at one time.
No, each individually as they came out. But if I can sit through a Lord of the Rings movie, then I can sit through Goop.
So
you would think,
Danny, do you feel like that Gwyneth and the people at Goop tried to like gin up this controversy over this show of like, oh, you won't believe this.
Oh, for sure.
Everybody cancel your Netflix.
That's a classic move when you're putting out some bad content. I mean, Cats tried it.
It's the show that people don't want you to see.
Yeah, it's like Cats, like, oh, they CG'd out my crotch.
Cats is to the box office as Goop is to Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But they both tried the same thing. It's like to stir up some controversy, to drive some people there, to get some more eyeballs on their content. Well, they got mine. I'm going to try and power through.
Okay. When I was younger and prettier, I had some friends that called me Gwyneth Paltrow, thinking that when I had long blonde hair and a shaved face.
You know, when I watched Gwyneth talking during the show, I could see the leader of a cult in that face, like the gentle leader.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. So you think she would have a better cult or Blake Lively or Jessica Alba?
Oh, Gwyneth, for sure. Yeah,
for sure. Right. She's like wizened enough, but still like can pretend like she's in touch, even though once in a while you're like,
why would someone that nice?
Yeah.
Telling me lies. I mean, really,
obviously telling the truth.
Tom Hanks, we know, could have the best cult.
So you think we're going to have another Heaven's Gate on our hands here
or Jonestown? I hope not. But you know what? They've got that cruise.
And they do. We're hijacking that, remember? We're turning that into the News AF cruise.
I haven't made enough money to get on the cruise yet, and I'll only take a stateroom. I'm not going to be
stuck.
So
you buy your ticket, and then we do our own news. If we buy a stateroom, that's where we can hold our News AF stuff.
Hey, everyone, we're holed up in the Goop cruise ship. There's a mob outside.
Right now, another live News AF from the Goop ship 2020.
All of the Goop people that are on MDMA wander into our thing. And we just
We have them log into their Facebook and join our page and then also leave a review on iTunes.
Get something from it.
Perfect. All right. Well, let's talk about I came across this in our own Facebook group. Tyson, did you break up a couple on Cameo? Did you follow in the footsteps of Mark McGrath?
Yeah, but to be fair, it was a joke, as far as I know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Can you tell us what's going on here?
Well,
do you want to play your cameo?
I can. I don't know if the they probably won't mind having their names mentioned.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got here.
You can play it.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Here's Tyson on our own Tyson Apostle.
Hey, Jake, this is Tyson from Survivor, and I have some bad news and some great news. And Louise wanted me to tell you that the distance between you two is soul-crushing, and she can't deal with it anymore. But the great news is that, finally, our love can blossom and be left alone to fully mature into what it should be. I love you, Jake. That's the truth. And hopefully Louise tells you this is a joke, because she told me it was a joke. But if it's not a joke, I'm really, really sorry. But still, we have our love to fall back on in these tough times. Okay, we did it, guys.
So I hope that was a joke.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's some weird stuff going on there. Your spam folder's going to explode.
Yeah. Any word on whether or not that this was actually it was a joke, or if now
it was a joke? Okay. Louise said that her boyfriend loved it. It was so funny. Okay. She's living in Europe somewhere, I believe. Germany is her latest, and he's living over here. So they have the long distance thing going, and similar to Mark McGrath's distance thing, only these guys' love and bond is stronger than Mark McGrath's fans. Mm-hmm. And I think that's pretty typical of my fans versus Mark McGrath's fans.
You know, their bond my will only get stronger,
their loved ones,
if they mm-hmm. continue to use you as a medium.
Yeah. Jake should send a message back to Louise.
Louise through me.
Through you.
Half price.
Yeah. It's half price for a return.
I just made that up, maybe I could figure it out. I don't know how I would be able to do that.
Might get some sort of a discount.
Yeah.
Could you do like a group rate? Could I buy like 10 cameos for you for like a discounted price, like a bulk
for you? Yeah. Rob, you can. Yeah. Yes. You can buy 10 cameos from me for $300.
Okay.
That's a good deal.
It's a good deal. Thanks for the hookup.
Yeah.
Any other unusual requests come across your cameo, Tyson, as somebody who's out there? I've never really interviewed anybody who's on cameo.
No, not especially. I got one from a winner of their last Survivor pool, and they just wanted to have me tell everybody else in their Survivor pool that they're the greatest and to suck it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then... and then I had another one that was, most of them are just for loved ones, like saying like happy birthday or Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. And so I sing a happy birthday song.
Oh, what's the happy birthday song? Or we have to pay to hear it?
I'll sing it.
Okay.
I'll sing it like it's, who had the most recent birthday? Danny did.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Happy, happy birthday, Danny, dear. Happy days will come to you all year. If I had a wish, then it would be a happy, happy birthday to you from Rob.
Oh,
and
wow.
I always put who it's from at the end of it, because it never rhymes and people are expecting me to say me, but then I say the name.
You've subverted their expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's shocking and great and hilarious. So I'll usually give a little birthday message and then I'll end it with that song.
Okay.
Why didn't you give me a birthday message?
I feel like
I should have gotten a free one.
No, it's not how it works.
That is not how it works. You should add Liz. Get on Cameo.
No, we don't have Tyson Cameo money.
I will. I feel like I texted you happy birthday.
You may have. Let's just imagine that you did.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me go back to June 17th and see if you texted me on my birthday.
I tried to, but I think you were out of town in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So what?
I was like, what's the point, dude? Yeah,
what's the point?
You'll never see this. My happy birthday
continental 48.
You will never see this.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. More stories from Cameo. One of the things that we've followed for many years on News AF is the proliferation of emoji beyond just on the phone. Vermont, I believe, is the first U.S. state which is attempting to try to introduce emoji into their license plate. Danny, am I crazy or did I feel like was Australia going to try this?
Yeah, we've read about it before, and I think it was Australia.
Yeah. Okay, what do you think about Vermont?
It's so weird. Imagine that you're doing like a high televised police chase, and you're talking.
Yeah, it looks like its license plate is B-I-G. That appears to be the poop emoji on this car.
He probably means big shit, but he could mean something else.
You see what I'm saying? It's just it's not as serious. When you're reading a license plate or you're looking at license plates, you want it to look like it's part of a bureaucracy, which it is.
Yeah. Right?
It's licensing nonsense.
Like it's just like stamped with a barcode is meaningless and pointless and degrading because we want to be individuals.
You've been reduced down to
us to feel like we're a series of numbers and letters.
So just to give some clarification on this, this was a bill that was proposed by State Representative Rebecca White from Windsor, and her proposal was that she would want to let drivers add one of six available emoji to their license plate, but it would not replace a letter or words. So
Already have that.
Yes.
They have Utah. You can choose like an elk in the middle of your thing or a truck or what's a skier?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
this is just
really,
the first step by big emoji. Mm-hmm. It's like, dude, we just have to get on the plate first versus we're just this funny little thing you can pay extra to get added on.
You think
and
it's
then
Apple?
We're in. Oh, yeah, it's probably Apple's emoji lineup that they're trying to
probably
push in.
Steve Jobs from beyond the grave. He's still
part of his
10-year
plan. Remember how supposedly he had a 10-year plan to drive us into the future?
Yeah, and this
with
is
his cold dead hand.
This is the last of it. This is actually the finishing touch to finally get us to where we need to be before the galactic salt mines take over.
So Rob, which six emojis?
That's what was going to be my next question. What do you think the six emoji are that would
that
be available for your license plate?
Eggplant, peach, heart, praying hands.
No, the laughing and crying. That's the most popular one.
And the dancing salsa girl or whatever, the tango girl, whatever
tango
she
girl?
Is. Yeah.
They're not going to lay it. I'm going to say right now, no to the eggplant.
Yes.
No to the poop emoji. Those are not, it's not one of the six.
But poop emoji is probably the most popular emoji ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because old people think it's chocolate ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else
thinks
knows
it's chocolate
poop.
Ice cream.
Rachel's mom thought it was chocolate ice cream for a really long time.
Yes, yes. And would she use that emoji often? Like, I could go for some chocolate ice cream emoji?
Yeah, she wouldn't. She'd use it just like, boop, 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 send. Like, she was like, smiley ice cream face. And then finally somebody's like, you know, that's poop that you're sending. And they're funny because they're like, every time I like... All the nieces are there, and I'll make a poop joke, and all the nieces just erupt into laughter. And then the mom will be like, "Oh, Tyson, what the poop joke?" And I was like, "Well, you got to know your audience, you know.
Yeah.
If you've got 15 kids under 10 years old, and you say poop, they're gonna laugh."
So, Tyson, you've just made me change my mind. The poop emoji is probably one of the six, just because kids will love it so much.
Yeah, everybody will love
it. Yeah, poop.
Yeah.
Which is gross.
Because you know what? When kids love it so hard, as a parent, you also end up loving it because
it's my go-to.
It makes them.
Yeah, it's my go-to joke. When I'm losing my audience, meaning my three kids, I'm just, it's either fart, poop, pee, or puke.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, I got them right back where I want them.
Exactly. And, throw in the occasional booger or snot.
Of course.
Man, good you one. Are crushing.
I keep the booger joke in my back pocket.
Yeah. It's a special one. You pull it out when they're least expecting it.
Yep.
Now, last week on the show, we talked about how Danny does not participate in the Super Bowl parties, does not have a TV in his home. Tyson, we didn't talk about, what are you doing for the Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, truth be told, you can always edit this out later so people don't know how rich I am, but I have a indoor and an outdoor TV.
Yes.
You already mentioned that.
Oh, I did?
Last week, yeah.
Well, so
to keep the deal on it.
Well, and also to keep the average household up. I don't want Danny to not have a TV and bring that national average of TV owners down.
True. Yes, thank you.
So I should be hosting it at my house, but I don't have a backyard in my new house yet. I just have dirt because I'm waiting for the landscapers to call me back. So I don't want to host it at my house.
Maybe they emailed you.
Well, too late now. I just erased them. I just live on this podcast, I erased a bunch of emails. And so I think
I thought a dirt backyard was an Arizona backyard.
Well, you can do the natural landscaping like that, but I'm going to put some, grass because we have desert tortoises. Oh. Yeah, I'm going to put some grass because the desert tortoises like to graze on grass and the kids will play in the grass. You can't do turf for kids because it's too hot in the summer. The turf gets too hot. And we don't want to do a pool because that's a lot of maintenance and upkeep and money.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Which money is not the problem. Just
of course
kidding.
Not.
It's
of course not.
Yeah.
Cameo's doing really well.
Dude, crushing. So yeah, we're just going to do some grass for the.
So where are you going to go?
I'm going to go to Rachel's parents' house. I guess I saw a text come through as we were doing this live. Yeah. It's crazy that all
Watch
my entire
out for
life
the chocolate ice cream.
Yeah, it's going to be there for sure. But we go to the Super Bowl usually, and just to a Super Bowl party, eat, and then leave.
Okay.
Well, that's actually not all we do. We go and we eat, and then I have at least one or two old men yell at me for standing in front of the TV, and then we leave.
Well, sounds like a nightmare. Why do you stand in front of the TV?
Well, because they're so far back, and I'm talking to somebody, and I'm like crossing the room and saying, "Hey, what's up?" And then there's some old guy's like, "I can't see the TV." And I was like, "This thing's on for like six fucking hours, bro. Like, you've got time."
Yeah. All right. Well, if you are an expecting parent and you have twins coming, try to see if you can hold off until after the kickoff, because Pizza Hut has a prize that they have announced that they're going to reward the very first twins born after kickoff with a $22,000 donation to an education fund, along with free pizza and tickets for next year's Super Bowl. Good luck finding a babysitter for old twins. Yeah.
I got an idea.
Yeah.
We surgically implant two newborns into Danny's tummy, only to surgically take them out of his tummy half a second after kickoff.
There is this whole thing, $22,000 to an educational fund is not worth having.
Wait, it's only $22,000?
Yeah.
To an educational fund. It doesn't even go to Tyson so it can do his landscaping.
And free pizza.
And for a year?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Read the fine print. Yeah. Free pizza purchased pizza.
2 year supply of pizza in the form of $1,040 in gift cards.
Oh, yeah, that's not
2 years.
Get that through a week, dude. My no Super kidding. Bowl party and it would all be gone.
Yeah. Okay.
And why twins, Rob? What's the tie-in with the twins in the advertising?
I don't know. I thought that maybe they had some sort of a deal with two pizzas, but no, I'm not sure. I guess they had done last year, they did first baby. And
it's
then,
probably just too hard because there's like, here's 75 babies that are born exactly at the same time.
So, yeah, last year they did first baby, and this year I guess that they're going. It's back again, but this time it's twins.
You know,
Danny won't do this surgical procedure. Our fan Robbie Cody volunteered to do the procedure. So what we're going to do? We got to find two twins, newborns, brand new newborns, within days of the Super Bowl, surgically insert them into his tummy and then pull them out.
That should work. I think that
you think it will work.
I don't see this.
Snorkels.
$1,000 for pizza, $2,200 towards an educational fund for your twins. I'm assuming, which there's no guarantee they're going to go to college, right?
Pizza Hut. Do they even make pizza? I thought they were just a front for a mafia.
No, no. There's so many.
Well, they make like a breaded sponge with cheese on top, but mostly it's just grease.
Don't they do that cheese infused crust?
Yeah, I think they do that.
And don't they do the pretzel dipper crust?
They call it do they call that one the life ender? That's great. I give that name to them for free. I'm handing that out.
Life Ender. I mean, the people of Enderworld already know the Pizza Hut organization as the Life Ender.
If you want to enter, that you need to tweet at Pizza Hut a photo of yourselves and the babies along with the hashtag PHTWin2Win and hashtag promotion and the time of this seems very complicated. Is anybody gonna be able to know all these rules and have twins during the Super Bowl?
Well, here's the problem: is the last thing your wife is gonna want to do after pushing out two gross babies is a picture.
Why are they gonna be?
I need a time. Why are they gonna right be now,
gross?
Wife, hold these two things.
You think that any family that's willing to enter this contest it automatically has gross children? Is that
well, children when they come out, Tyson, of a human body after soaking in placental fluids for 9 months is gonna be gross. Have you ever? There's so many fluids. There's all sorts of stuff going on. You're in a hospital.
It's nourishing.
I don't care if it's nourishing. So is like a kale smoothie. Doesn't mean it doesn't look gross. It's like, dude, no, newborn babies are gross. There's nothing cute about them. Babies aren't cute until they're a year old, maybe two. But anyway, the last thing the wife is going to want to do.
At 6 months was pretty cute.
Of course, you have to think that or else the human species would not progress because
people are
like, I'm sick and tired of this crying, gross thing. Oh, no, your baby was adorable. Of course. But what I'm trying to get at is the last thing the woman's going to want to do after pushing out twins. She doesn't feel great. She feels great relief.
Did we mention
relief.
The free pizza, Danny?
Yeah. Hey, she honey, this the is munchies, the free. Bro. This is for $1,000 of free pizza.
$1,040 in Pizza Hut gift cards.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying that, you know what? I don't.
And
the husband
tickets to next year's Super Bowl.
The husband is stoked. He's trying to get the pizza and the Super Bowl tickets. The wife is like, I just did one of the most difficult things a human can do ever. And right now, I don't feel like
men don't necessarily know that, Danny.
Okay, Tyson, I'm going to insert something into you that tears the skin all the way to your nutsack. And you tell me how that feels. That alone. That's not even carrying it for 9 months.
Was that is Danny hitting on you, Tyson?
No, I'm not saying something. No. I'm saying that just that alone.
What are you putting in Tyson? That's going to
tell us, Danny.
A giant jade egg in the shape of a baby, newborn.
That's actually probably a new Goop product to practice for. So for Lamaze class, they actually work on jade egg babies.
Okay, look, let me sum this up. All I'm saying is if you're going to take the picture and enter this contest,
watch the Super Bowl.
You need to discuss this with your wife before she gives birth. Hey, wife, I'm interested in trying to win free pizza and tickets. So after you pop out this baby, I'm going to post something to Pizza Hut of you and the twins before they're ushered off to get cleaned up, just so that we have evidence that you pushed out these twins. Just do that beforehand, because in the chaos of the babies coming out and your wife is holding them, the last thing should be, why are you taking that picture? And he's for pizza and Super Bowl tickets.
Yeah, she just has to make sure to have her makeup done before she goes to the hospital.
Exactly. Give her some time to prepare mentally and physically so she can look her best. That's all I'm saying.
Tyson, what if they have somebody has triplets? Do they have to like hide one of the babies? Is that
no?
That
I think anything greater than two is twins, right? You can classify it as twins. Triplets also have sets of twins.
I don't think that's how that works. You had triplets, not twins.
You think somebody could have triplets and be like, okay, move this one out of the shot. And then it could get revealed. Could this be a scandal?
So you think that what they should have done is, and this is genius, they should
take the picture before they get the third one out.
Yes, no. We're off the triplets thing. I think it would count. I think technically they would allow
somebody
that.
Somebody needs to tweet Pizza Hut and find out.
What they should have done is had this contest 9 months ago. They should have announced this contest 9 months ago because Pizza Hut fans would then be making more Pizza Hut fans. There would be, you know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, I see what you're saying.
So
you're born under the grace of Pizza Hut,
the banner of Pizza Hut. Yeah,
you can have your kid baptized at a Pizza Hut.
Exactly. Pizza Hut. Exactly. It's like saying it's like churches being like you're supposed to have big families. I won't say what church, because now they have just more and more members just born straight into the fray. You know.
Yeah.
So Pizza Hut should have done this 9 months ago, and then they would have. Created a longevity for their
brand
business.
Yeah.
Join the tax-free haven of a religion and get like the Pizza Hut kind of sounds interesting. Like it could already be it. And Tyson, that's a pretty good name. Born under the hut.
Born under the banner of Pizza Hut.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. We have talked about a lot of different weddings in the history of News AF, but this is a unique take on this. There was a wedding that got canceled after the bride's father and the groom's mother eloped, which caused all the families to call off the wedding, which seems like a little bit of a dramatic response to there being a wedding in the first place. Could have been a double wedding, Tyson.
Yeah, but we also don't know the circumstances of both of those couples. Was it a...
Christmas just got a lot more complicated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and was it like an affair style elopement, or was it like a single mom and a single dad? Or that's where it gets tricky, because if you're breaking hearts, then I can see the wedding being called off and being like, we should hold off until we get this figured out.
Weddings are an aphrodisiac, and as the date got near, everyone's rediscovering their sexual passions.
And what if it was a traditional wedding? Yeah. Like, let's say
did this happen at Pizza Hut?
It was the not bride's a traditional parents. Wedding.
It wasn't.
Well, they
didn't even have it.
So the issue was that the bride's father and the groom's mother disappeared and nobody knew where they were, and they were reported missing. And then it turned out that they were off getting eloped, that they had been childhood sweethearts.
Wow.
They rekindled a childhood romance.
So I know someone in this room, in this chat room. Mm-hmm. Who is 1 degree separation away from a very similar. Danny's in-laws, of which there are two sets, step-in-law and in-laws. Danny's wife's parents.
It can be complicated. So everyone get a pencil and a
paper. We're going to work on this.
Okay. Set this up.
I'm going to try and describe it and see if I'm eloquent enough.
Do you want me to do it, Tyson?
Yeah. No, I want
to. Okay. All right. Go, Tyson.
You go first. Fine. You go.
Okay. So my wife's dad, obviously married my wife's mom, and they had 4 kids. During that time, my wife's dad rekindled a friendship with a high school sweetheart. So yes, very similar. Then my wife's dad left my wife's mom for his high school sweetheart. So now my wife's mom is single and the high school sweetheart's husband also single. Mm-hmm. Well, out of convenience, out of revenge,
love, maybe.
My wife's mom married the high school sweetheart's ex-husband. And so it was basically just a straight on swap.
Yeah. But a permanent swap. They weren't just like,
they're all still
keys in a bowl. Back and forth. Right.
Yeah.
Which if it was a revenge relationship, it actually worked out in the end. It's lasted a really long time. Maybe revenge isn't as bad a foundation as we once thought when it comes to marriage. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, it's very strange. And when I first met her, it took me a while. I didn't have a piece of paper or a pencil when she first described it. I was just like, I don't know what's going on. And it is kind of convenient, though.
Will you eat homemade food from either of these couples? Head shake.
No. Okay.
That was the head shake. But I didn't say which type of head shake, but Rob did.
Yeah. Danny, and everybody is still with us?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually.
And do you run into...
To some degree.
Do you ever have like family functions where all 4 are in the same place and everything is fine?
Well, of course. That's the worst part about doing
this. Because they all share all the kids.
They share all the kids. So every event has these couples in the same room. I mean, how awful is that?
And so I can only imagine in the early days what it must have been like. Luckily now they're so old. Oh, people don't care about anything, right? Mm-hmm. Their impending death is weighing heavily on their mind. It doesn't leave much room for anything else.
Yeah.
Now they don't care. But I can only imagine when they were still young and
vibrant.
Some of the fire of life burning inside them, that it must have been just the most awkward. Imagine the most awkward scenario. I imagine that's what it was like every time a kid graduated or had an event that the parents went to, or Christmas. And that's what these people are in for, but a whole new world of pain.
Yeah. I just feel like that, can you believe them? Can you believe that? Like, I feel like it's a lot of emotion there, fueling both sides of this perpetual motion machine of spite. And I feel like that everybody must be the relationships are probably
and
real
the
hot.
Kids and everything. Yeah.
Everybody's let's get back at them. No, let's get back at them. Let's
it was hot at the beginning.
Presents. More presents for the kids.
It's cooled since then. It's become a Cold War.
Cold War.
Oh, yeah. Nice. So it's all passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like they each have their space war program trying to drive the other person into debt with.
That's very cool.
Cool. This is.
And where does the clock room in Liz's mom's house come into play? Because I know she has a clock room. I've slept in the clock room, and there's about 85 clocks in there. And I tried to turn them all off when I tried to sleep.
I spent all night trying to pull out all the batteries. It's like a fire alarm when you pull out the battery, but the fire alarm keeps beeping.
Yeah.
I think it's powered by some interdimensional energy from hell straight to the fire alarm. And that's how the clocks are. You take out the batteries.
Right.
And you're like, the clock's still going.
The clock room didn't break up any of the original marriages, right?
Who knows what the clock room did back then.
We weren't there.
Why do we need all these clocks? Okay. All right. We're going to get to Danny Toll in just a second. But as we're talking about the mystery of the clock room, here's a mystery that you can solve at your own home. It's the Hunt a Killer game. And look, if you don't have one of these spicy marriages that we're talking about, or a way to spice up a date night, Valentine's Day is around the corner. Date nights are people are always looking for good date nights, Danny. You don't want to have one of those nights where you're just zoning out on your phone. It has nothing to do with compatibility. Sometimes things aren't that exciting. You don't have anything to do. That's where Hunt a Killer comes in, because Hunt a Killer is going to get you off of your phone and thrust you and your friends into an ongoing murder mystery investigation, Danny, that you're doing in the comfort of your own home. I think you would actually like this game.
Oh, yeah. My wife would love this. This is her kind of game.
Because you get all of the clues, envelopes, things to look up on the internet. You get like a magnifying glass and newspaper. And so you are on the hunt for the person who committed a crime. It's going to bring you and a group of people together to decode ciphers, examine clues, and solve puzzles. It's like an escape room that gets delivered right to your door. It's the perfect gift as well. Valentine's Day is around the corner. Typically, this time of year revolves around romance. Also a great time for getting the girls together to shake up Galentine's Day with the Hunt a Killer game night. Trust me, you're going to love it. Hunt a Killer has 2,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot and Fast Company, named them one of the most innovative entertainment companies of 2019. Plus, part of the proceeds for every box goes to the Cold Case Foundation to help fund cold case investigations. That this Hunt a Killer game, it's like if Netflix, true crime documentaries, and escape rooms had a baby. It's a great way to connect with your friends and family. Right now, our listeners can go to huntakiller.com/Rob. Use promo code Rob at checkout for 20% off the first box. Head on over to huntakiller.com/Rob for 20% off to show your support for the podcast at huntakiller.com/Rob. See if you have what it takes to hunt for a killer. All right. With that being said, let's go and visit Danny in the Bolt Hole.
Welcome to my Bolt Hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Disneyland.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. It's fine.
Okay.
We're not owned by Disney Corporation.
It's a personal story, so it's not a news story.
Okay.
Well, it's news to us.
It is news to you. I've never been to Disneyland. At least I have no memory. I think my family may have taken me years ago, but it obviously didn't stick. So I went there for what I'm going to say was my first time last week.
Congratulations.
And I didn't know what to expect because every time my wife talked about Disneyland, I just began the 1,000-yard stare. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I guess it's probably the equivalent of if you're being led to your execution in the Middle Ages and the priest and executioner sit down and talk to you, you're probably not listening to what they're saying. And that's kind of how I felt with my wife. Like, she was just talking. I don't want to know.
Like what? Like how much she loved it or that she wanted to go?
Just what we're going to do, what the plan was. So I didn't know what the plan was, right? And that became very evident when I didn't even know what the hotel we were staying at or anything about it. So we roll up to a hotel and I didn't know there was going to be a valet. I don't do valet. I'm not a valet guy. So I wasn't prepared for that.
Are you against valet or you've never done it before?
I would like to know that I was going to be doing valet because I opened the door. My kids opened the door. Garbage is spilling out.
Yeah.
Into the valet area.
Okay.
And very probably a lot of child like boogies. And
and it smelled my car smelled like 9 hours of farting.
Yeah.
And so I just wasn't ready.
9 hours. That's pretty good timing.
Yeah. But that's just what it was like. This was the beginning of the whole trip was like
me stumbling. To Disneyland from your house.
Yeah. Cause isn't that part of the experience? Right. You know, load up the kids in the station wagon.
Yeah. What do? Rob, you fly?
I mean, I don't fly to Disneyland, but I only live like an hour away.
Oh, okay.
So we get there, we get to this hotel and it's on the property.
Wouldn't drive to Orlando.
Well, that could be part of the experience. Yeah.
Okay.
So we stay at this hotel that's on the property. So supposedly you can get into Disneyland from the hotel.
The Disneyland Hotel?
Yeah. Whatever. I don't even know. I still don't know what it's called.
There's a couple of different hotels.
And I mean, the price is as much as like your monthly mortgage just to stay one night. So we go into register and,
whose mortgage? Yours, mine, or Rob's?
Probably all of us combined. So I go into the lobby area, and it's filled with these people that probably I see all the time. You know, at shopping malls.
Characters.
No, like the average person who's at
pin
work.
Collectors.
But then, this like your lawyer's there. But you know, when you see him, he's wearing a suit. But now he's wearing mouse ears.
And a Mickey Mouse
sweatsuit.
75 Disney themed pins pinned to his thing that he can trade to Disney employees as he gets in the
You
thing.
Feel like that there are adults who are too on board with Disney.
I don't know about too on board, but let's just say that
super fans.
I would have asked for a different lawyer maybe after seeing him in Mickey Mouse sweats with Mickey Mouse ears.
Is your actual lawyer you
No, I'm just saying that's what you're saying.
An example.
I'm like, these aren't my people.
You assume some of these people that are dressed in
joyful, celebrating joyful. People. Yeah.
They're all very happy. So we get our room and of course no one wants to sit around. They want to get right to it. So we start going into the park.
Mm-hmm. And is this your kid's first time too?
My kid's first time. My wife's been a couple times. This is supposed to be like a low traffic time of the year. Mm-hmm. It's just jammed. For me, it's jammed. It's like teeth grindingly crowded. Like I'm always grinding my teeth. And now I'm the kind of husband who, when asked to do something I absolutely hate, instead of being a complete dick, I go into like this, I'm sure Goop has a description for it, but I go into myself. Mm-hmm. I show no emotion and I will do whatever you ask. So you want me to push a stroller? You want me to wait with the 4-year-old? That's what I'll do. But I'm not going to be happy.
That's like what the MDMA does. The MDMA separates the trauma from the part of the brain.
So I do it without the chemicals, right? Yeah. I have this amazing ability to suddenly go inside on myself like a collapsing star and see everything. But my wife hates it, right? Mm-hmm. The alternative is if she wants me to high up a couple highs while at the music park, I'm going to have a lot of lows. So in order to cancel all that out, I just go inside myself. And
so you refuse to have any fun.
I can't because the minute I start to think I'm going to have fun, I'm also going to have not fun. And waiting in line is not fun. Pushing a stroller through a crowded walkway is not fun. Fighting with kids, holding my 4-year-old while she screams in my ear to go on a stupid ride is not fun. Right?
Well, so let me tell you what you should have done. You should have worn those face masks and been like, we're sick. And then everybody would have given you a wide berth.
Well,
There were people on face masks and they were terrifying. They're the scariest people in the park, way scarier than the aerial animatronics. Mm-hmm. The face mask people right now are the scariest people.
When you say it's aerial animatronics, you're talking about the girl from The Little Mermaid?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
What, do you think that's scarier than It's a Small World ride?
Yeah.
Where you got, like, the cardboard creatures that are half broken, like, it's a small world after all.
This brings me to one point, is that Disneyland is like a very advanced Chuck E. Cheese, mm-hmm. meaning old Disneyland, a lot of the older rides. I'm like, this is just a really nice Chuck E. Cheese type of entertainment.
Unless you've been to the Hall of Presidents in a Disney world, that is exactly like Showbiz Pizza.
Okay, but I had one event that I think sums up Disneyland, and yes. This is why it's so different for me. I took my two boys to the teacups, mm-hmm. and there was a lady in a teacup by herself, which is sad, mm-hmm. right? Anyone in a teacup by themselves is sad, and she looked like the character Charlize Theron plays in Monster, right?
Okay. And so, like, hot, but also...
No.
With a lot of makeup on.
No. So she's in there. She's in a teacup, spinning around by herself, and she looks unusually happy, is the only way I can describe. And that's when I realized that Disneyland is like a generational drug, right? It's like the drug you pass down to your kids. Like, here, kids, here's my Disney crack pipe. You'll enjoy this as much as I do. Because that woman obviously was reliving some memory that the teacups were giving her. Like, her dad took her here, and if she had kids, she'd take them there. And I realized all these people are all hooked on Disney. Like, they're smoking Disney, right?
Well, let me tell you where that comes from, Danny. Because I also have never experienced Disneyland until I was an adult. Mm-hmm. And okay. I went maybe 5 years ago was the first time I'd been. I've been once since, so I've been twice. Rachel's family went a lot when she was growing up, and she has nostalgic memories.
That's what I'm talking about.
So every time she goes, she has this flood of memories and remembering how great it was and all the fun things. And so even though it's like a horrible experience to go in there and be with 8 trillion other people all crammed together, all overpaying, waiting 6 hours to ride one ride before exiting the park, and then watching fireworks only to have that be canceled by the wind. She just remembers all the great time she had there. And she wants that same thing for her kids, where I go in and I'm like, this is like, I can enjoy it as an adult, and I can enjoy watching my children's minds be blown.
I don't want to do anything with my kids, 'cause my parents didn't really do anything with me. So that's why there's no nostalgic memories that I'm chasing.
That you're chasing, correct.
That's why all three of us, when we sit there, we're like, oh my gosh, this is a madhouse. Like, did you ever stop to listen? They're playing crazy loony music the entire time you're there, and it's driving me insane.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm just passively aggressively, like, making sure my kids have a great time at the expense of other people.
Yeah, and so, but
the reason, I guess you're just going to get in front of us in line right there. I guess that's cool. And then and I was like, yeah, I'll start something.
Mm-hmm. But Ty's hit upon it perfectly. It's a generational thing where you seriously pass down the Disney crack pipe, and everybody waits in lines with a smile on their faces. They pay $100 for a t-shirt with a smile on their face. They buy $20 churros with a smile on their face. Mm-hmm. And it's like the greatest thing ever done in corporate America was to come up with the Disney park idea, because it's just like, it's just going to grow. You're just going to hand it down to your kids. Now look what I've done. I've started the addiction by taking my kids once, and they freaking loved it.
There you go.
As I've already done it. I've hooked them up. You know, the first time's free because you're a kid. That first hit's free. And then from then on out, you're just like, boom, you're mm-hmm. addicted. Now they're going to take their kids.
Yeah.
And I was just like, dude, I think I've cracked the Disneyland. And everybody tells you, just like a good, you got to try Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Danny, let me give you from one of our listeners. Holly says, instead of complaining, why don't you watch the joy your kids are having?
No. Okay. So that is something I wanted to get to. Mm-hmm. When I saw that lady was happy, I thought, okay, it's not that bad. And to be honest and totally honest, mm-hmm. I hated Disneyland, but I loved that my kids loved it. Yeah. Like, I would ride the aerial ride as many times as my 4-year-old girl wanted me to. right? Because she freaking loved it. At first she was terrified, but she loved it. My two boys loved it. So yes, it's an amazing place. But at the same time, if you weren't raised up in the Disneyland universe, it's like a totally different experience for you.
For me, it's not the joy on my children's faces that I have the issue with. It's when they're crying at Disneyland. That's when I go nuts, because it's like, I took you to Disneyland and you're crying. And over
they end up crying
anymore.
Yeah.
See, my kids were actually pretty good. Yeah. So I didn't suffer that. Yeah, she did scream. I have experienced that, but not at Disneyland. My girl did scream in my ear every time I forced her to go on a ride. But she was just as willing to sit out on the side. So yes, I personally did not enjoy Disneyland. Yeah. I did enjoy the fact that my kids loved it as much as they did.
Well, that's good.
And I will say one more thing. That's the new Star Wars stuff they have. I thought this is actually very creative. I'm not going to do spoilers. I know there's a lot of people who wouldn't want to hear the spoilers, but I was pleasantly surprised at the way they mix things up. I thought, wow, this is actually entertaining. I must say there were two or three times and I was like, oh, okay. That's actually pretty cool. So it has its moments, and now I've locked my kids in to the system, but it was just interesting.
You take them back there again in 2 years?
That's a problem. I have to.
Yeah. Oh boy. Now you're chasing it.
I'm chasing the dragon again.
You want to know what my dad did?
What
my dad said? Because we always wanted to go to Disneyland. We never went. In Utah, that was a thing that all the families did, was go to Disneyland in the summer at some point. And we would always beg our dad, and he said, "If all four of you kids can keep your rooms clean simultaneously for 1 month, we can go to Disneyland."
Look, my kids and my wife on the drive out of the park were already talking about what they were going to do different next time. I can't stop it.
Did you get the app and do the fast passes and all that stuff?
I did it right. My brother-in-law, who was there with me, thank goodness too, because he totally took us the right way through Disney, because he's been like 50 times with his kids.
Sounds like a nerd.
He saved us a lot of grief.
Which brother-in-law?
He's my age. His name's Rob. So he was very helpful. His wife was very helpful. But now my wife is like, okay, next time this is what we're going to do. And I'm like, what if I talk to you right after you popped out a baby? Okay, cool. Let's get this ball rolling.
Let's get this Pizza Hut going.
That's what I plan on doing. It's like, no, you got to give me time to forget the pain, forget the suffering.
And remember only the good.
Remember only the smile on my kids' faces when we went through Space Mountain or, you know, did all those rides. Just wait for the bad memories to fade. And then we can look at all the good videos and pictures and then sell me on it again. Okay. It's just too early. The wounds are too fresh.
All right.
Yeah. Well, what about now?
No, it's gonna take more time than
still
now.
Trying to recover.
Yeah, I guess it's gonna take a while. Financially, emotionally, physically, I'm gonna need time.
Is that a
thumbs up for Disneyland or a thumbs
guys
down?
Trip?
Then?
Is that it?
Guys trip 2021.
Tyson, this is going to sound like it's not going to make any sense, but it is a thumbs up solely because my kids were so good and they loved it so much. Yeah. Like it was beyond what I ever would have expected. Personally, I was in my own prison, like crowds, lines, overpriced food. That's not my thing.
Yeah.
But seriously, my kids loved it so much that it unfortunately is a thumbs up.
But you go anywhere on vacation and you're going to have overpriced everything anywhere. Right. Nice.
Yeah, that's true. Last year we went to New York.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Go to Vegas, so it's going to be the same. Go to Hawaii, it's the same. And then anywhere you're trying to save money is just like danger zone. Like no fly lists and stuff, like Serbia or
Serbia, was this the 90s?
I don't know. Bergen, we took her when she was like two, and it did blow her mind as a 2-year-old even to even see like Tinkerbell and those characters was like the highlight for her. And so I think we want to take her back. No, I want to take her back. She doesn't remember now, but I want to take her back as like a 4-year-old because I think now it will be much more enjoyable.
And so it begins. The chain was broken with your dad, and now you will start it anew.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think my dad had ever been to Disneyland either.
Oh, okay. So now you're just starting it.
Yes.
And so it begins.
All right. Great job, everybody. Danny, thank you for sharing all of your Disney stories.
No, you're welcome. I'm anyone wants to hear my complaints, I'm always free to give them.
Okay. Is that true? So you'll give out your phone number or what?
Well, I don't answer the phone or email, it's not a very good way to hear about my complaints.
So we have to find you in person. Address?
No.
6969 North.
Soon. Yeah.
Yeah. Just look for me in Disneyland.
Hover Disney.
The guy with a robotic look on his face and a 1,000-yard stare.
Not at the Hall of Presidents.
No, that'll be me.
Yeah. Dude, I love the Hall of Presidents.
I've not been.
It's only in Orlando.
Yes.
It really is like, it's just like terrible Chuck E. Cheese animatronics. It's like, hello, I am George. Who are you? And you're like, wait, what? And then a guy comes out and is like, kick. He's like, Washington. So pretty cool.
Be sure to check out what Tyson has going on Cameo. People are getting Tyson to do all sorts of pranks on their significant others and much more over. Tyson is on social media at Tyson Apostle. Tyson, anything else you want to tell people to check out?
No, that's all. I don't have anything coming up within the next few months or anything.
Nothing,
at
no
all.
Big projects you're working on?
Nope.
Okay. All right, of course, thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next week with more News AF. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.